They say, I prefer hiring moms. Moms know how to get shit done. Moms are efficient. Moms can get done in 10 minutes what it would take someone else 2 hours.
Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m. or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode.
Hello, everyone. I am so happy, so excited to be here with you. And I love our topic today. Today, we are talking about the most wacky, the most wild, the most off-the-wall questions that I've ever received about being a virtual assistant, about what the virtual assistant industry looks like. And I actually had so much fun putting these questions together, thinking through. And I even was like, some of these things happened to me. You're going to die at the first one. But I was like, this literally actually just happened to me this week. So I also want to hear from you. What are some of the things that you wonder about the virtual assistant industry, that you wonder about being a VA? And you're like, can I ask this? Is this appropriate? Should this even be a question? Yes, it should. In my world, there are no topics off the table. We talk about all the things. I truly believe that business is holistic. Your business will only grow as much as you grow. And all of the, it's like the shadow and the light, like the shadow side of us, when we can bring that to the light, that's when we get to be all of us in life and business. And that's truly when business blows up and when you have the most fun. So let's have fun today. Are you ready to dive in? Oh, I'm dying. So question number one, this happened to me this week. What if my child has a blowout while I'm on a client call? Has that ever happened to you? I think if you are a mom with young children at home while you do VA work, while you're on calls, this is likely inevitable. And I think it's happened so many times. Actually, I have a funny story related to that too. This was, oh, maybe 2 years ago. I was actually on a call. It was this big group call with one of my mentors. And everyone's supposed to be muted and behaving. We're all just listening in. I didn't realize it. Somehow, some reason, I was not muted. And one of my kids walks up and says, oh, Pipey just went number two, but she didn't say number two. It was freaking hilarious. And the mentor was like, can you mute yourself? I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is mom life in a nutshell. So I want you to know that while you do mom things, while you do work things, while you do business things, the kids are going to be kids, and that is A-okay. This is truly the importance and the beauty of finding aligned clients. I will tell you that the people who decide to go into entrepreneurship, the people who hire VAs, also chose to do what they're doing for the same reasons that you've chosen to be a virtual assistant. They want the time freedom. They want the flexibility. A lot of them are parents. They want to be there for their kids. And so just know that if life's and your kids need you, or they want to sit on your lap and they stink, you can absolutely let your client know, hey, pause. I'm going to mute myself, turn off my video for a minute. I got to go tend to my kid. I will be right back. And it is A-okay. One of the other things that you can play with, I use this strategy all the time, is if kids are home and around, I'll just give my client a heads up that, hey, my kids are home today, or this is the scenario. So just a heads up, we should be good. But I want to give you a heads up in case they need me, if I need to step aside for a minute. Pre-setting boundaries in business is so important and just sets you up to win. So if your kid has blowout, in the middle of a client call. It is not a big deal at all. Don't stress it. You can either pause, or if the meeting's going to be done soon, keep calm, carry on while you're trying not to gag. Okay. Number two, can I list negotiating with a four-year-old on my portfolio? Here's the really cool part, you guys. I have, and having been in this business for a while now, and on both the VA side and also the side of helping pair business owners with VAs, I have had a ton of conversations with business owners. And this is what I hear time and time and time again. They say, I prefer hiring moms. Moms know how to get shit done. Moms are efficient. Moms can get done in 10 minutes what it would take someone else 2 hours. And even myself, I blew my own mind doing VA work. I remember it was one morning, and those of you who've been here for a while probably have heard me tell this story, because I was like, what? So it was a morning, it was before school, my kids were eating breakfast, and I worked from the kitchen table for the first like year of business. And still, I don't even have an office with a door I can shut. Our house is not that big. So I'm down in, like right now, I'm down in the kids' play area. So you don't need fancy office space. But so my kids were eating breakfast. They were hanging out in the living room. I was at our kitchen table and I had 13 minutes. And I was, one of my clients was a VA agency. So I was the HR and team lead and had some quick tasks. And I was like 13 minutes, is it enough time to like really actually do anything? Can I get work done? You guys, I swear I got done in those 13 minutes what back in my corporate job maybe would have taken me like an hour or two. I kid you not. I was mind blown of, wow, focused 13 minutes window before I had to start getting the kids dressed and start making our way to school. Know that your experience, your skill set truly serves you in the virtual assistant industry. Everything that you've done and gained through being a mom, your ninja communication skills, your ninja time management skills, all of that, this lends itself and it serves itself. And I tell you that clients want to hire moms. Like, they don't want to hire someone else. They want to hire you as a mom because you're a mom, because you know how to get things done. So while I might not say in my list of services that I'm really good at negotiating because I have a four-year-old, I absolutely would encourage you to, as you're building your portfolio, talk about why you love being a virtual assistant, because it allows you to be there for your kids as well. When you lead with motherhood and your branding and your positioning and your messaging, there's nothing to hide. Like, it's all cards on the table. Those that you have discovery calls with, those that hire you with, they know you're a mom. It's not a big deal. If motherhood, you know that it's all hands on deck and a kid could need you at any second. And that is okay. It is absolutely okay. So know that if you have a four-year-old and you have to negotiate with them, you're golden. You can absolutely leverage that inside of the virtual assistant industry, and clients want to hire you because you have those skills. Okay. The next question, I have heard this, is there's a variation, but the question, can I hold meetings in the carpool pickup line, the school pickup line? And the alternative question, you probably wondered this at some point, is do I have to be glued to my desk like all day to be successful at this? And absolutely not. The answer is no. What I will preface with is that I do recommend that in your initial discovery calls, to not take them from the car. Like I would, you want to set the professional intention and tone and vibe. And so I would have a space where if you can either blur your background or have a nice background behind you, try to have it quiet. You can always preface kids are around, but I have always said, like for myself, my discovery calls, I tried to have those kids free just to have a really clean and clear time to chat, get to know each other. And in that, always sharing, I'm a mom, like I have three young kids. This is my reality. And this is why I love being a VA. And when you lead with that, it's no big deal at all. And so once you have booked clients and they know you, they know your heart, they know your skills, they trust you, you can take your meetings from anywhere. Absolutely. So if you want to crush out like a 10-minute power meeting in the carpool line, amazing, because they know that you're working for them. You're getting things done for them. And like wherever you show up is absolutely fine, as long as you're meeting your deliverables and hitting what they need you to do, the projects and the metrics, all of that. Okay. I just got this question and I'm obsessed with it. So last week, it was so much fun. So the doors to Montivier were wide open. We had some special bonuses and savings and all of that. And we had, I think, 25 women pop in, which is so fun. And one of the bonuses that I did was a 5-day VA accelerator. So we ran this last week and I did daily trainings. We had a branding workshop on Friday. And one of the questions was, can my portfolio be Star Wars themed? Or is that too weird, too off the wall? And my answer was, yes, absolutely. It is so fun. So she did her business name is her last name and then Enterprises. She's like, do you think people will get it? And talk about it. They're going to love it. There's other people out there who love Star Wars too. Those are the kind of clients you want to work with. And really, your goal and your intention with building your business, building your brand, building your portfolio was to let people see and feel who you are. I'm not a fan of putting stock photos all over your portfolio because you're one and the same. You're a sea of the same. But when people can see and feel you and who you are and like all the wild and weird and wacky, beautiful quirks about you, they're much more likely to feel connected, to feel resonance, to be like, oh, she seems fun. Maybe even they don't just Star Wars as the example, even if they don't like Star Wars, they're like, she stands for something. She has personality. She seems like she would be fun to work with. So whether it's Star Wars, whether it's cats, be you, be all of you in your portfolio. And then the tip that I have on there though is say that you name your packages after cats. And the one thing that I recommend is to make sure that you do give context and to frame it as a positive. So if you're talking about, oh gosh, this is going to stretch me, I was going to give you an example. So this is me thinking on my feet. So say that your packages were cat themed, and in your, I always recommend in your about me to give context. So you could talk about how your deep love and care of your furry friends reflects your deep love and care for your clients' businesses and how seriously you take what they do. You treat it with the same respect. I'm cracking myself up here, but essentially that's the context you want to give. Now, here's a better example. So this particular client of mine who had asked about Star Wars theme portfolio, she also loves nature. And so she was working on a portfolio that's themed around trees and nature, and it's beautiful. Like she has that woven in throughout her packages everywhere, pictures of trees, like all the things. And the one thing I told her was make sure you do give context so that they can see like what the trees mean to them. And we talked about how trees have a really strong foundation and deep roots. And that is how she supports her clients too, by building that strong foundation, giving them the deep roots so that they can grow, thrive, flourish, all the things. So make sure it be all of you in your portfolio. You can have fun. You can call out your quirks, and then make sure you give context too of how that lends itself to the benefit of your clients, your prospective clients. Okay, the next question. This one isn't so wild and wacky and off the wall, but I thought it was really important to bring up. And I've heard this so many times. And this is, can I do this if I'm in Canada? And you can insert any country. Can I do this if I'm in Mexico, in Costa Rica, in Africa? Yes, you can. Absolutely. Africa is a continent. But if I'm in Morocco, for example, you can do this from anywhere. And this is truly the beauty of the virtual assistant industry is it is not geographic specific. So you can be in Canada and work with a client in Paris. You can be in Africa and work with a client in Los Angeles. Truly, like geography knows no bounds. You can be anywhere and do this. Your clients can be anywhere and do this. And that's also so fun, just the variety. For example, one of my clients, she's from Australia, but she was living in Bali. And so we would have really early meeting mornings or in the evenings, but it was so cool just to have that variety, the diversity, and her team. Like, I think someone was in the UK. We were all over the world. And it was such a fun dynamic to be part of because you have these different personalities and cultures, and we're all working on the same thing, the same mission, the same project. So truly, you can be anywhere. You can be in Canada. You can be in the US. You can be in Europe. All over the world. And I think that's part of what makes the VA industry so fun and also so accessible. Like you get to leverage your existing skill set. You can work from anywhere, set your own schedule, all the things. So this is super fun. To recap, I don't know why question number one kills me. I think it's because it happened to me this week. And I was like, the meeting was almost done. So I'm like, I'm just gonna try not to gag. And she wanted to sit on my lap. I'm like, oh, God. But we made it through. We made it. So, what if my kid has a blowout while I'm on a client meeting? And you can either set the boundary beforehand with a client call, if you're on a mentor call, hey, my kids are with me, just a heads up. And if the call's almost over, you can try and ride it out. Or you don't have to give necessarily, depending on your relationship with the client, you don't have to give them context, but just let them know, hey, my kiddo needs me for a second. I'm going to mute myself, stop the video. I will be back in 60 seconds. No big deal. They'll totally understand. Okay, number two, the question recap. Can I list negotiating with a four-year-old on my portfolio? And while I wouldn't necessarily put that in your services, you can absolutely call out the fact that you are a mom and how your skills and experiences as a mom lend themselves to the benefit of your prospective clients. And know that clients do hire you specifically because you are a mom and you can get stuff done. Question number three, can I hold meetings in the school pickup line? And the answer is yes, absolutely. My recommendation there is for first-time meetings, have it be in a professional environment. Try to have it distraction and noise-free. But after that, once you have the relationship established and your clients know and trust you and you meet your deliverables, you can have your meetings anywhere and they really don't care. Number four, can my portfolio be Star Wars themed? Absolutely. Be all of you in your portfolio. That is why your dream clients hire you. And then question five, can I do this if I'm in Canada? Yes. You can do it from anywhere in the world. And that is truly the fun and the joy of the virtual assistant industry and being a virtual assistant. All right. I love you guys so much. This was short and sweet and fun. And if you are ready, you're like, okay, this is amazing. I have all the skills that I need. I want to do this from home. I want that flexible schedule. I want to be able to change diapers when my kiddo needs me and still bring in consistent, tangible income every month. The virtual assistant industry is truly the most amazing thing. It has changed my life. It's changed the lives of hundreds of moms that I worked with, helping them launch, book out, and scale their virtual assistant business to 5K months. And it can absolutely change your life. And if you are ready to fast track your success, to expedite your results, get to those 5K months as quickly as possible, I am here for you. I have a program called Mom to VA. It's literally the step-by-step pathway. Everything that you need, the training curriculum, you get a coach. We have coaching calls every week. We have a job board. You get placed on my VA agency. We now have an internship program so we can give you experience before you've actually done VA work so that you can put that in your portfolio. And I feel like every, like always, we're like, what else would be most supportive to the students in Mom to VA? So it's already literally the best, and it's just going to keep getting better and better. So if you want information on that, you're ready to fly, you want those 5K months like yesterday, send me a DM. I got you. Would love to chat with you, hear what's on your mind, hear about your goals, your dreams, your vision. And if it's a good fit, we can get you started as soon as you say, yes, I am all in. Let's freaking go. Those 5K months are mine. Okay. I love you all so much. I will see you next week.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Bree Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the Booked Out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.